Lord Jesus, work through me today to speak to each and every one of us as individuals. Lord, may we hear your voice. May we be moved. May we really think about what you want to say to each of us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Right, so you'll see from the service sheet that the talk is called The Composting God. And I just want to tell you how into composting I am. Now, if you're not quite sure what that is, composting is the process by which organic matter breaks down and ultimately produces beautiful compost, which you can then use to plant all sorts of things into. And I know what you're thinking, what on earth has that got to do with God? What on earth has that got to do with us as Christians? Well, I think it's a really exciting metaphor. And hopefully you've been thinking whilst munching on the fruit and then popping it into my little container over there, what are we talking about here? Because I think it's a really useful way to think about ourselves and to think about what we do and who we are. Now, if we go back to the reading that Amelia kindly brought us from Isaiah 43, where God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing." And God wants to do new things in all of us. And that passage highlights how God is doing new things, even if sometimes we don't necessarily know what they are. Sometimes we don't necessarily even realize. But then we bounce forward to our New Testament reading from Ephesians, that sense of we have all been given gifts to build up the church. We are the church, the body of Christ, and we are tasked with the Great Commission, which is to make disciples of all nations. We are all called to do that. But it can take time for us to become mature, like Paul says. But God can use all of us, all aspects of us, to enable wonderful things. Let's bring this back to composting. Now, what did we put into our composter? Just call out a few things that we put in. What did we put in there? Thank you. Orange peel. Who put orange peel in there? Yeah? What else did we put in there? Thank you. Yeah, we put banana skins in there as well. Who had a grape? The grapes were all cut up into little bits, but we put the stalks of the grapes, we put them in there. Who had a strawberry? Anyone have a strawberry? Yeah? Don't you just love strawberries? And in went the leaves of the strawberries. And we could pop other things in there. We could pop tea bags in there, coffee grounds. We have put organic matter in its rawest state into that little box. Now, if you put that lot into a big composter, in time, worms will come along. Worms, bacteria, and fungi. And they will begin processing all of that, exactly, breaking it down. So, what happens is that everything we've put in there, given time, will eventually turn into this. Yeah? There's that whole process of reworking, processing everything in there doing its job. So the unneeded bits, we ate the fruit. We didn't then need the peel or the skin anymore. So we put it in there. The composting process begins. Nothing was wasted. Nothing is ever wasted when it comes to us. Our experiences are never wasted because God uses every part of us. So firstly, not everything can be composted. There are some things that if we put in there, they wouldn't break down. So if we put something plastic, for example, if we put the container in there that we had the grapes in, if we put that in there, that will not break down. You can't put plastic into a composter. It won't break down. Let's map this onto us. What is God asking you to give up? God will use what God wants to use, but it might be that there are things that we need to give up, that we need to put down, that we need to stop doing because God can't use that bit of us. Secondly, inside the actual composter, stuff will break down at different rates. So some things start to break down really quickly. Apples, for example. If you've ever had an apple in a fruit bowl for a long time and you don't eat it within a certain amount of time, what happens? Exactly. It starts to rot. Mold starts to grow. So imagine if that's in a composter with heat and worms, that's going to break down really quickly. But if you put pineapple skin into a composter, that will take a lot longer because that's much tougher. Things change at different rates. God works on different aspects of our lives at different speeds, in different ways, and at God's pace, not at our pace. You might remember when we talked about time before, Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything. God works in God's time. And that is not always the timings that we want or that we think we ought to have. Some things might take a few short weeks. Some things might take decades. But it's all about us being open to maturing spiritually, learning, growing, letting God mold us into who he wants us to be. Now, once that lot breaks down, the compost which eventually results. I mean, look at that. It's rich. It's full of great things. It's been put together purely from raw material and then the intervention of a process that turns something that was unneeded, something that was perhaps rubbish, it turns it into something that can then be used to produce beautiful things. So into this compost, we can plant beautiful flowers. We can plant plants. We can grow vegetables. We can plant fruit. Out of that which is not needed, which is discarded, comes lush, fertile compost in which beautiful things can grow. We don't always know what God is going to ask us to do. We often don't know what God is preparing us for. What we do know is that God works in us continuously to grow us into who he wants us to be. And he does that in his time, not in our time. So we need to let God work in our lives. Let God process us into who he wants us to be. Let our gifts be used to fulfill his purposes, not our own purposes. And how do we know what our gifts are? We can pray, we can ask people we trust, we can read the Bible, we can listen carefully to God through music, through others, through things we hear, through things we see. As we hear in Isaiah, it's a thing. I am doing a new thing, says God. There's that sense of I am doing a new thing. And we talk about this a lot these days. Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's part of the kind of modern vernacular. But it was in Isaiah. I am doing a new thing. My question to you is this. What new thing do you need to let God do in your life? Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.